It's that time on a Tuesday where, you know, there's a lot of facepalming and WTF and all those fun things. It's called What Are You Doing? And in honor of the A's of the 90s and early, late 80s, we'll let Alex be Ricky Henderson.
Easy. What Are You Doing? Is brought to you by Fitness Equipment of Eugene. Equip your fit. Easy for me to say. Fitness is back and ready for more, so what are you going to do about it? Improving your health and fitness starts with strengthening your home gym with weights, cardio, resistance, and other fitness equipment. Fitness Equipment of Eugene, proud to be the area's leading provider of premier fitness equipment sales and service. The showroom opens 6 days a week, so you can give your next piece of equipment a test and then have it delivered and installed in no time. So what are you doing sitting there? Get up and head to Fitness Equipment of Eugene at 2080 West 7th Place and equip your fit. FitnessEquipmentEugene.com. I'm going to start with DeMarcus Cousins, who I asked.
What are you doing?
I will now channel Smokey from the illustrious film Friday from the wonderful year of 1995. Man, how you going to get fired on your day off? Both Cousins and the Knicks' Enes Kanter were talking crap to each other during the Knicks and Warriors game last week. And both of them got ejected for it. Referee Scott Foster caught wind that they were going at each other during the pregame and was told by the league to keep an eye on it. So keep an eye on it, he did. And during the game, because both of them are such babies, they decided to continue crap talking. So Foster teed them up and booted them from the game. But the reason I'm calling out Cousins over Kanter for essentially the same thing is because he's in street clothes, rehabbing from Achilles surgery. So he hasn't played a meaningful game. Well, ever, but he still hasn't played for the Warriors either, so he's just sitting there bored, talking junk to Kanter for no reason. Also, it's the Warriors and Knicks. Like, you think you need to get in their heads or something to get a win, dude? It's the Knicks, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You know, I have a bucket list. It's not really written. It's kind of, like, just out there.
A mental bucket list?
I now want to be on a team I'm not playing and get kicked out.
I know.
It's brilliant. I've never been so jealous in my whole life.
Go play some playground sports or whatever.
Just, hey!
See if you can push the
get this guy out of here. He's not even playing.
Play some. We should put together like a Y League hoop team and we'll go out there.
For the sole purpose.
Steve, you're our sixth man.
I'll rent crutches. Hobble in so it's obvious I'm not playing and get hoisted.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, to the, well, the Ravens.
Oh, no, wait. I have something for this.
He gone!
There we go.
How about this? To the Ravens. Ty Montgomery, I asked.
What are you doing?
You're mad. You're angry. What are you, 9, by the way? You're part of a 53-man NFL football team. You don't make almost $1 million a year to coach. You don't have veto power. You're paid to run, block, catch, and I guess return.
Yeah, not anymore, man.
His decision to try and return a kick from the end zone that, in essence, assured his team a loss to the Rams. Selfish, childish, unprofessional, unacceptable. What he said to the fans, the teams, the trainers, the owners, the coaches is, my petty little boy feelings are more important than my job. You got Aaron Rodgers. You need a field goal. You got more than 2 minutes to go. Chances are probably more than 50-50, hindsight-wise. You could win that game. Against the Rams, you had a chance to beat the best team in the league. You cost your team a shot at first place. You failed, and you got traded, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Proof that not everybody who goes to Stanford is smart.
Yeah.
To Jimmy Haslam, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Browns owner finally decided to pull the trigger this week and fire the worst coach in the history of the NFL, Hugh Jackson. And that's not all. He also fired the guy many thought would fill in as his interim, Todd Haley, who was their offensive coordinator. And when Haslam had a press conference about it, he pulled out this beauty, and I quote, "This is not throwing in the towel on the season. It is a rebooting, if you will, an opportunity to give a fresh start to these last 8 games." No, I will not buy that, Jimmy, because firing your head coach and offensive coordinator is exactly what we think it is, which is giving up on the season. You think everyone is going to, like, come into that rudderless locker room, galvanized behind a rookie quarterback, and win the last 8 games? No, that's not how football works, and it's especially not how the Browns work. You should know because you own them, dummy, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You know, it would have been funny, you know, how they have the press conferences, and there's the podium, and behind them is, like, Browns. Marriott.
Yeah.
Somebody, some wise ass should have superimposed like Control Alt Delete just to reset the whole thing. To the Maryland Board of Regents, I ask.
What are you doing?
Put up like a big red button or something.
You know, we talk about SEC fans and priorities, you know, putting football up there like with family, which is just stupid. But you know the story. A knuckle-dragging, macho turd culture ended up killing a player, Jordan McNair. It's a harsh fact. The football coach, DJ Durkin, was suspended pending an investigation. The former conditioning coach, Rick Court, who's a piece of garbage, was fired. But he's Durkin's guy. He was into humiliation, like the morons of yesteryear who denied players water as punishment doing two-a-days in 90-degree heat. But we didn't know in the 70s what we know now. The investigation was frightened to use the word toxic, but many former players' parents and friends say that's the case. So like Ohio State investigating Ohio State, Maryland investigating Maryland was way too lenient. And today, an update to a what are you doing is multiple players walked out of the return meeting between Durkin and his team. It's a dangerous step, and I think it's an insult to that young man's family, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the Buffalo Bills, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, the Bills weren't going to beat the Patriots. We all knew that. Derek Anderson, who I'm sure, you know, a lot of Beaver fans love in this area. I don't know how many there are, but he's not going to walk out of retirement and lead them to a win over Tom Brady. I don't care how thin Brady's receiving and running back core is. It's the Bills. Fittingly, Anderson got hurt, and the worst QB ever, Nathan Peterman, came in and went 2-for-2. Do I hear quarterback controversy in Buffalo? No, okay. Anyway, the reason I'm calling out the Bills is because Deadspin did some damn fine work this week and realized that Buffalo ran a play straight out of my childhood in that game. It was from the video game Tecmo Bowl. It's the down plus B option on the controller. Now, I realize there have been a lot of plays over the years in football, but I think one of the top 30 minds in the sport, which you would hope an NFL coordinator is, can do better than basic Tecmo Bowl flea flickers. It didn't work in the game against the Patriots. Go figure. It's from a Nintendo in the early 90s, as we asked.
What are you doing?
Don't you have to have quarterbacks to have a controversy?
You know, the reason this happened is because Nintendo put out that, like, Nintendo Classic recently.
Oh,
and
really?
One of the coaches, I'm sure, bought it. He's like, hey, man, this flea flicker looks pretty good.
Best play ever.
Man, Madden knew his stuff.
So, to former Miami Hurricane, Cowboy, and Dolphin coach Jimmy Johnson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm as amazed as anybody that Jason Garrett is still the coach. He seems like a nice guy. I got a buddy in Jersey who worked for the Giants in 2000 when he was backup. I just don't think he's that good a head coach. So, Johnson's ripping on Garrett for sitting behind home plate for Game 3 of the World Series Friday night in Los Angeles. And as you know, because of what happened with the Cowboys in their game this past weekend, it's a bad look. Oh, that's right. The Cowboys didn't even play this past weekend. It was their bye. This wasn't OBJ and his fellow Giants prior to the 2016 playoffs going to Florida, or even Tony Romo and Jason Witten during the 07 playoffs taking off the week leading up. He took a flight. I've been on planes. I'm sure he flew first class and probably had his devices and notes with him. He took 4 hours to watch a World Series game. This is petty even for Johnson, who people might remember, upon divorcing his first wife in such a callous manner, it was described by a writer as putting her on waivers. Find something else, Jimmy. You sound like an idiot, as we ask.
What are you doing?